This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Bizarre twist in Rio. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Thursday, August 18. Glad you're with us, and here's what's up this hour.
Two American swimmers allegedly robbed at gunpoint are being held in Brazil for further questioning. Plus, there's a new report today of another armed robbery of an athlete.
A fierce wildfire in Southern California has now burned 25,000 acres in 2 days, while in Louisiana, the death toll has climbed again due to historic flooding.
Fresh details have emerged about that $400 million cash payment from Washington to Iran that was made at the same time U.S. prisoners were released.
And think about this at the office today, what not to say to someone who's having a meltdown from stress, like, hey, relax.
Generally, it's telling somebody not to feel what they're feeling, to tamp down their feelings. And research shows that when you try to suppress an emotion, it just comes out that much stronger. Stress is something you just can't turn around on a dime. It takes at least 20 to 60 minutes to relax after you're highly stressed. So it really just makes things worse.
Wall Street Journal writer Sue Schellenbarger on why this approach doesn't work. She's here in about 20 minutes. Well, Brazilian authorities have more questions about an alleged armed robbery of four American swimmers and have detained at least two of them. Gunnar Bentz and Jack Conger were removed from their flight home yesterday. Their lawyer says they can't leave the country until they provide testimony. Here's State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
We would never obviously require any American citizen to comply with those kinds of requests. I think I'll stay where I was, which is that we would urge or we would like to see and encourage American citizens to do what they can to work with Brazilian authorities to close out this investigation.
And Brazilian police have asked increasingly skeptical questions about the accounts provided by swimmers Ryan Lochte and the three others, along with Jimmy Fagan, who were allegedly robbed at gunpoint early Sunday while in a taxi. Mr. Fagan, by the way, intends to make further statements today. Meanwhile, reports emerging this morning that a member of Team Great Britain was robbed at gunpoint in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. The Guardian is reporting that Britain's athletes are being told to not leave the Olympic Village. The incident commander for the so-called Blue Cut Fire in Southern California says he's never seen a blaze so fierce in his 40 years on the job. Flames have gone virtually unchecked after destroying dozens of houses near a highway corridor between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. As many as 80,000 people have been forced to evacuate. The Blue Cut Fire ignited 2 days ago in Cajon Pass and now covers about 40 square miles. It's estimated that the fire is only 4% contained.
Just kept a really close watch on what was coming across the ridge there. And I was pointed down the hill, and I'm ready to go if I have to go still.
Fire officials say this blaze is unusually harsh, even for a year of intense wildfires in the West, where years of drought have placed a heavy burden on firefighting resources. Meanwhile, forecasters have said Southern California faces a potential threat from major wildfires for another 3 months. Louisiana officials say the death toll from the recent storms and flooding in the southern part of the state is now 13. With an estimated 40,000 homes damaged by flooding, CBS News now says Louisiana could be looking at its biggest housing crunch since the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. People whose homes were swamped by some of the heaviest rains Louisiana has ever seen are staying in shelters, bunking with friends or relatives, even sleeping in trailers on their front lawns.
The evacuation, it went really good, but I mean, we still have people that they didn't want to leave their homes. But we can't blame them because we don't want to leave our homes.
Meanwhile, many victims will need an extended place to stay while they rebuild. Countless others didn't have flood insurance and may not have the means to repair their homes. They may have to find new places altogether. It's 10 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Thanks for spending time with us on this Thursday. There are new details being reported today about the $400 million U.S. payment to Iran earlier this year that some feel was ransom in return for several American prisoners. The Wall Street Journal says there was a tightly scripted exchange. Here's this morning's Mike Gavin.
The Journal says U.S. officials wouldn't let Iranians take control of the money until a Swiss Air Force plane carrying three freed Americans departed from Tehran on January 17th. Once that happened, an Iranian cargo plane was allowed to bring the cash from a Geneva airport that day. The use of an Iranian cargo plane to move the $400 million brings clarity to one of the mysteries surrounding the cash delivery. Administration officials have refused to publicly disclose how and when the transfer took place. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. By the way, lawmakers are concerned that Iran's elite military unit may have gained control of that cash once it was in Tehran. U.S. officials said they are not certain how Iran has used the $400 million that was returned. Well, until now, the 2016 presidential campaign seemed focused on if there was anything Donald Trump could say that would go too far and serve as the tipping point for voters. Now, with 82 days until the election, there is a new dynamic. James Pindle at the Boston Globe asks, will there be a tipping point when many voters just throw up their hands and not vote at all? James, what do we have?
Well, so far you've been seeing them almost accepting the premise of not moving to the center. You know, we've had some base elections in the past, you know, where these candidates say, all I need to do is make sure I drive up turnout among the Republican Party or the Democratic Party to win the election. You certainly saw that in 2004. It's one way that George W. Bush was able to get elected, was driving up his base. You saw that happen in 2012 when Obama did the same thing among Democrats, driving up his base. And then you've seen an indication in the national political conventions just how seriously these candidates, these campaigns are doing to work with their base. They're encouraging chance of, you know, put her in jail, making about indicting Hillary Clinton on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, it was really about what the efforts are going on the ground is to try to drive up turnout, particularly in minority communities and among women that they think is going to be in their base. No one's really, by the way, moving to the center. That's the point here. Gone are the days of Bill Clinton running when you're trying to triangulate, trying to get independent voters, trying to appeal to independent voters in swing states. What may be happening now is in these particular swing states that they focus on and make sure they have voter registration and getting their voters up to vote.
We're speaking with James Pindle, political reporter at the Boston Globe. He's got a piece entitled, Will Voters Even Bother Picking the Lesser of Two Evils? Any way to judge what's going to happen in the fall in terms of turnout? Because as you point out, voter turnout has been up since an all-time low of 49% back in 1996.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what I am saying, I do appreciate is sort of a flip on what's happened all year. You know, the voter turnout has been pretty high in the presidential primaries.
Yeah.
In that case, though, you had other candidates running, other options running, and some motivation among those in their own party to reject Donald Trump and to reject Hillary Clinton because they had another option. This time, I mean, I guess one way that we would figure out if voter turnout could be higher or not is if a third-party option becomes more viable than it is now. If Gary Johnson is seen as a real option, people may be more enticed to vote that way. What I mean to vote at all, what I mean by that is, you know, some of these people who are saying that they're never going to vote for Donald Trump, even they fall into different categories. Some of them say they're not voting for Trump. Some of them say they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton instead. Some of them say, I have no idea who I'm going to vote for. Others say they're going to write in somebody. And others are like, well, maybe Gary Johnson. If people have an option that to someone they can vote for, fine. If they can't bring themselves to really want to vote for either one of them, And we'll see that in polling. We could probably see some pollsters ask this sort of question: will you vote for either one of them? And who, you know, are you happy with your choices? Well, maybe get some indication there. But again, you know, one thing that may mitigate this is we could have the same number of voter turnout in November, but this may be different voters entirely. It may be less people from the center, and it may be more people from the party basis.
Right. Does that mean it comes down to voter enthusiasm, or is it too difficult to tell given the high unlikability ratings for both candidates?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's about voter enthusiasm for your candidate. Maybe redefined as you may have been implying with your question, voter enthusiasm to vote against the other person.
Okay.
And so that may be working in the advantage for these candidates.
All right, thanks, James. James Pindle from the Boston Globe. It is 19 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, three U.S. swimmers are expected to give statements to Brazilian police today about how they were reportedly robbed early Sunday morning in Rio. Local authorities are investigating the alleged robbery that targeted 12-time medalist Ryan Lochte and three teammates. Two of the athletes were taken off a plane so they could be questioned. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the swimmers should speak with Rio police.
We don't have Privacy Act waivers for any of these individuals who were involved in this incident.
Lochte already is back in the U.S. Meanwhile, a British athlete was robbed while returning to their accommodation. The Guardian reporting that the victim was held up at gunpoint while enjoying a night on the town in the early hours on Tuesday. Back in Olympic action, the Americans own the women's 100-meter hurdle, sweeping the Olympic podium for the event for the first time in U.S. history. Brianna Rollins, Nia Ali, and Christy Caslin went 1-2-3 in last night's final. The U.S. women have historically been the best in the world at the short hurdle, but have been felled by mishaps and trips in recent years. A portion of a major highway connecting Los Angeles and Las Vegas has been reopened as a wildfire that forced the evacuation of some 80,000 Southern California residents continues to rage virtually unchecked. The so-called Blue Cut Fire erupted on Tuesday northeast of Los Angeles and by this morning had exploded to cover more than 25,000 acres. Frank Mossberger of the U.S. Forest Service says a nearly five-year drought is fueling the fire.
The vegetation in some cases has so little moisture in it, it's almost like being dead.
Firefighters have managed to carve containment lines around only 4% of the blaze. And for the first time in 3 years, lava from a volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has crept down miles of mountainside and is dripping into the Pacific Ocean, where it's creating new land and a stunning show for visitors. Thousands of people from around the world are swarming Volcanoes National Park by land, sea, and air to view the lava. They're also hearing and smelling it. The orange lava crackles and hisses and reeks of sulfur and scorched earth as it oozes across the landscape and eventually off steep seaside cliffs.
I happened to see that when I was in Hawaii, I think it was about 20 years ago.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's fascinating, especially at night.
Yes.
When that red lava, you know, in the dark enters the sea and, and the steam comes up and everything.
In Guatemala, I got very close to it. Pretty cool.
Wow. And I think that's, right, isn't it said that this is the only place in the world where land is being created? Because that actually creates new land, yeah. That's something. Very good. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Here's something we've all done and probably done with lousy results. And that's when someone is stressed out, say at the office, we tell them to relax. Well, apparently that has the exact opposite effect. Here's this morning's Jennifer Koshenka.
Has anyone ever told you to relax when you're really upset about something? That one word probably made you want to blow a gasket. Sue Schellenbarger of the Wall Street Journal explains why telling someone to relax actually has the opposite effect. Sue, why is relax the wrong thing to say?
It comes across as condescending. Generally, it's telling somebody not to feel what they're feeling, to tamp down their feelings. And research shows that when you try to suppress an emotion, it just comes out that much stronger. Stress is something you just can't turn around on a dime. It takes at least 20 to 60 minutes to relax after you're highly stressed. So it really just makes things worse.
20 to 60 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever you said, that sounds like an awfully long time to relax. Is that true?
The body can tense up, the blood vessels dilate, the blood pressure rises, heart rate increases very quickly. We've all experienced this in response to some fearful challenge or frightening development or threat. What happens, though, as the body calms down is much slower physiologically to have the blood vessels relax, expand, blood pressure decline, heart rate come down. We all have experienced this after a hard workout. It takes a little while for your body to get back to a normal metabolic state.
Okay, suppose you are the person who has received this relax or calm down thing. What should you do with it?
Try not to take it personally, which is really hard. Stop, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, okay, can I get at the source of this? What is the problem? If you can use it as a pivot to turn and talk about the cause and say something like, yeah, I'm really racing to hit this deadline we set. I wonder if we could all get together next week and talk about whether we could ease the stress on the whole team by easing the deadline up a little bit. Or sometimes you need to take a look in the mirror and see if maybe you're making life harder for yourself or spreading secondhand stress to others. Maybe you're being too perfectionistic, and that can be causing the same problem.
You mentioned this in the context of the workplace. Is this something that people hear in the workplace often?
I think bosses will sometimes just be annoyed by somebody who's obviously stressed. They might just feel bad themselves and want the person to stop. A narcissistic boss might just want it to go away. Other bosses might blame themselves and say that, you know, if I were a better manager, this wouldn't be happening. So they stomp over and say, relax. And in other cases, the boss may be genuinely afraid that this stress will spread to colleagues. Emotions in the workplace are contagious.
We're speaking with Sue Schellenbarger, The Wall Street Journal, about why you shouldn't tell someone to relax. Sue, what should you say instead?
If your interest isn't genuinely being helpful, approach the person in a calm, measured way yourself and say, hey, how's it going? Or it looks like you're having a tough day. And, you know, talk to me about what's going on. Or would you like to take a break? Take a walk, or would you like to work from home for a day? If you really want to help, help the person relax first and then set yourself up to address the problem. If you don't feel like doing that and you're the boss or someone else on the job, take a calm moment and take the person aside and say, look, you know, what can we do around here to reduce the sense of pressure everybody seems to be feeling?
What about the person giving that order to relax? Are they sometimes saying something else?
It depends on the nature of that person. A narcissistic person, as I mentioned, may just be annoyed that somebody else is doing something they don't like, and they may basically be saying, you know, I don't like the way you're making me feel. Cut it out. And other bosses are genuinely dismayed, but maybe don't have the social skills to open up the conversation in a way that will actually help. One experienced dentist I talked to says he never tells his patients to relax. Instead, he just says, you know, how are you feeling about this procedure today? And they start talking, and inevitably what he wants to happen happens. They relax.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger with this morning's Jennifer Kashenka. Again, don't tell somebody to relax. Maybe talk it out some other way. Go for a walk, take a break, work from home. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Mailing your letters and packages has just gotten a lot easier thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anything, anywhere, using just your computer and printer. No more trips to the post office, and it's so easy. Anyone can do it. Just click, print, and mail. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. Stamps.com does all the work for you. The setup is easy, too. In minutes, you'll be printing your very own postage. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Deal. That's Stamps.com, then enter the code Deal. Again, visit Stamps.com and enter the code Deal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Glad you're with us on this Thursday, August 18. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. 13 now dead from Louisiana flooding. The Blue Cut wildfire in Southern California, 40 square miles. Target spending $20 million for private bathrooms for transgender people in its stores. Egypt has suspended 8 female TV anchors because they're overweight. On the tech front, Cisco is cutting 5,500 jobs. In health, new study finds it's okay to give Tylenol to children with asthma. At the Olympics, the U.S. basketball team beat a bunch of old guys from Argentina. And the only thing the French are excelling at in Rio appears to be complaining. We'll have that story in about 20 minutes. Well, as we've mentioned, we're seeing two different extremes right now involving Mother Nature, the massive and deadly flooding in southern Louisiana and the fierce wildfires burning in California. At least 13 people have now died in Louisiana, with some 40,000 homes damaged by the floodwaters. In the West, as many as 8 wildfires were burning in California yesterday, including the so-called Blue Cut Fire, which has chased roughly 80,000 people from their homes. Time to talk preparedness now with Dr. Joe Alton, disaster prep expert. He's with us live this morning. Good morning, Joe. What have you noticed in Louisiana, by the way?
Wow, in Louisiana, there are 20 different parishes. That's what they call their counties over there, that are in the federal disaster zone. 40,000 homes damaged, only 9,000 flood insurance claims that are expected. That means that three-quarters of those homes may not be able to be repaired. There may not be funds for it.
Wow. All right. So in the event that this is going to happen again, or perhaps get worse from where it is now, what are you telling folks? How do folks in these low-lying areas get prepared, Joe?
Well, some of the things that are very important are, number one, have a weather radio. NOAA has a weather radio that is something you definitely need to have. When you hear from the authorities that it's time to evacuate, do not hesitate. Hit the road, Jack. That is the most important thing, Gordon, that you really, really need to do. Now, that doesn't mean that you just go anywhere. You go towards the highest ground that's possible. Usually there are flood evacuation routes that you'll see in a lot of these areas that are low-lying, and so that's one thing you need that's going to be very important. Beware of down power lines. This is very important. There are a lot of people that wind up getting electrocuted. Some of the deaths occur as a result of that, and even worse, when people walk into water that is electrified by a down power line.
Oh, yeah.
And they get in trouble, then their family members, friends, or other bystanders try to help them, and they get electrocuted as soon as they step in the water themselves.
Wow. All right, so, you know, it was interesting because you mentioned hit the road, right? Find someplace higher to go. Yet in California, I heard a report this morning that some folks are evacuating, but there's so many, right? 80,000 in that area of, I think it's called Wrightwood, where, like, motels are booked. People can't even find a place. They got to keep driving.
Oh, yeah, it's murder over there. And the funny thing about it is that fire goes faster uphill. So going to higher ground isn't necessarily going to help you in a wildfire because, well, hot air rises, right? And so if you're going uphill, you're going to higher ground, then you could easily wind up in an area where the fire is spreading more quickly. This Blue Cut Fire is amazing. It started off on Tuesday as 5 acres and went to like 25,000, 30,000 acres in just a day and maybe a little bit more. It's just amazing how fast and how intense. Some people say over there that they've never seen anything like it.
Well, we're speaking live this morning with Dr. Joe Alton, disaster prep expert, about what's happening in Louisiana and California. Why is it that these surveys, Joe, continue to show that Americans really don't prep as much as they should?
You know why? Because I think that, and I'm going to admit this, that the chances that the average person is going to be hit by a major disaster is going to, over the course of a year, let's say, it's pretty small. But what people don't realize is that the chances over the course of a lifetime, over their children's lifetime, maybe not so small. So maybe we should instill a culture of preparedness into the United States so that more and more people are prepared and we wind up having less deaths and less damage possibly in the future.
Preparing for flooding different from preparing for an approaching wildfire, or are the basics the same?
Well, the basic thing is to hit the road, and so that is actually the same. Now, of course, for flooding, if you can put together sandbags and put it in front of areas that you believe that there's going to be an opening for water to get into your home, that's one thing. And with wildfires, you want to put together a defensible space. And when I say that, I want you to manage vegetation, especially dead vegetation, so that there isn't any within 30 feet of your building structure. If you can do that, then it's going to be much more difficult for the fire to have enough fuel to really get to your home.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks for sharing a few minutes. Good talking to you. Dr. Joe Alton, disaster prep expert, with us live this morning. It's 20 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Thanks for being with us on this Friday eve. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, if you're living in Florida and wondering why you didn't get your electric bill last month, you might want to check your pizzeria's dumpster. A security camera at Luigiana's Pizza in San Carlos Park was running when it caught a postal carrier driving up to the shop's dumpster in a mail truck and dumping out what appeared to be hundreds of pieces of mail.
Oh, come on.
The U.S. Postal Service says the pieces of mail were recovered from the dumpster, thankfully, will be delivered to their intended recipients, probably with pizza grease all over them, I'm guessing. The security camera footage has been turned over to investigators with the Post Office Inspector General's office.
Wow.
So somebody's getting in trouble.
Wow. Why does my mail smell like oregano today? Right? One of those things.
Yeah. And not that you're missing those bills, necessarily.
Not, listen, if he was doing us the favor of,
right,
like, sorting out the junk mail, you know, I might tip my cap to him, but generally speaking, this is a no-no.
Right. And here's a story, Gordon, of a lovely lady who made a lot of money selling her Malibu beach home. According to the New York Post, Eve Plum, who played middle sister Jan on the Brady Bunch, pocketed $3.9 million by selling a house she bought for just $55,000 as an 11-year-old in 1969. The cozy five-room, 600-square-foot cottage off of the Pacific Coast Highway comes with a stretch of private shoreline in secluded Escondido Beach. Now, if you're saying that it's been 47 years, so Plum's haul doesn't look that impressive because of inflation, consider this. According to the Post, $55,000 in 1969 had the buying power of about $362,000 today, meaning that Marsh's little sister made more than 10 times her original investment.
How about that?
Not bad.
And so 3.9 mil?
Yes.
And this thing is 600 square feet.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not for, in fact, the...
That, I think, is perhaps the lost statistic in this story. 3.9 mil for 600 square feet. That's a large closet.
Yeah, and there's three bedrooms in there somehow. Those must be just closet-sized bedrooms.
Right.
Right, three bedrooms. And I assume a kitchen and some kind of living room.
And the other thing is, who buys a home at the age of 11?
Well, yeah. A Hollywood, young Hollywood star.
Yeah. She was a star in 69, though?
Yes. That's when the Brady Bunch started.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that early.
Yeah.
Did not realize that. Wow, very good. All right, thank you, Mike. It's 14 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Thanks for being with us. A lifeline for people who suffer from allergies may be getting unaffordable. Fox News says EpiPens save lives when severe allergic reactions occur, but rising costs of the most commonly used epinephrine injectors are leaving many families broke, while others are opting to risk suffering a life-threatening attack by simply not buying them. CBS News reported that in 2009, pharmacies paid about $100 for a 2-pack of EpiPens, but today that same package costs more than $600. The devices automatically inject epinephrine or synthetic adrenaline to adjust blood pressure, reduce wheezing, improve breathing, increase the heart rate, and minimize swelling or any hives that may result from allergic reaction. EpiPens are typically stocked in schools where teachers and staff use them to rescue a child undergoing an allergy attack from a food or insect bite. Mylan, the manufacturer of EpiPen, has reportedly enjoyed a monopoly after its primary competitor issued a recall last year. It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
According to the death toll from the recent storms and flooding in South Louisiana has risen to 13. With an estimated 40,000 homes damaged by flooding, Louisiana could be looking at its biggest housing crunch since the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina a decade ago. People whose homes were swamped by some of the heaviest rains Louisiana has ever seen are staying in shelters, bunking with friends or relatives, or sleeping in trailers on their front lawns. Local resident Tristan Domingue says some are unable or unwilling to leave their homes.
The evacuation, it went really good, but I mean, we still have people that they didn't want to leave their homes, but we can't blame them because we don't want to leave our home.
Many victims will need an extended place to stay while they rebuild. Two U.S. swimmers who were with Ryan Lochte the night of an alleged robbery were removed from a flight and detained at a Rio airport last night as they tried to leave the country. Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were taken off their flight departing for the U.S. by Brazilian authorities. They were released by authorities with the understanding that they would continue their discussions about the incident today. A judge ruled earlier yesterday that Jimmy Fagan and Lochte were to turn over their passports and remain in Brazil due to inconsistencies in their stories. Lochte has already returned to the U.S. NASA says July was the world's hottest month ever, the 10th month in a row to break temperature records globally. Air and sea surface temperatures were almost a full degree above average. The world's largest aircraft has taken its maiden voyage. A 302-foot helium-filled airship called the Airlander 10 rose slowly from an airfield north of London yesterday. The aircraft circled the area before touching down about a half hour later. It's designed to use less fuel than a plane, but carry heavier loads than conventional airships. And the year of new Harry Potter content continues with news that J.K. Rowling is releasing 3 new Hogwarts stories. The short stories will be released as e-books on September 6th. The last Potter release, the script for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, is already the fastest-selling British book this decade.
All right. Pretty good idea that these will sell.
Were your kids into Potter stuff?
No.
No.
No, my son read one, I think, and thought it was so-so. I kind of felt the same way. I read the first one. I thought, that's kind of all I need. That was enough.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
I read the one, too, and I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Pledge with us. The French aren't having the Olympics they'd hoped for. 8 gold medals, 6th place in the overall medal count this morning with 31. They've medaled in sports most people don't care about, fencing and equestrian. Yay, go France. But the Wall Street Journal says they are excelling in one area, complaining. A French pole vaulter who posted a personal best was offended by the chorus of boos he received from Brazilian fans. He compared his reception with that of black American sprinter Jesse Owens at the 36 Olympics in Nazi Germany. In track cycling, France's riders were so peeved at Great Britain's dominance that they resorted to questioning the legality of Team GB's performance. The French have even moaned when they win. Their handball team beat Qatar, but still took time to poke Qatar for its practice of naturalizing foreign players. The journal says complaining is not an Olympic sport, at least not yet. After all, Paris is bidding to host the Olympics in 2024. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.